This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. Jesus' first miracle at the wedding feast of Cana was the focus of Pope Francis's catechesis at the General Audience Wednesday, following on from his earlier reflections on parables of mercy during this Jubilee year. The Pope said Christ's miracles were not performed so that people would marvel at them, but rather, through them, Christ revealed the Father's love for us. In the very first of his miracles, which St. John calls signs that reveal God's merciful love, Christ turns water into wine, says Francis. And at the start of his catechesis, the Pope greeted a group of couples celebrating their 50th wedding anniversaries by saying theirs is the good wine of the family.
Quello sì che è il vino buono della famiglia.
And that newlyweds and young people have a lot to learn from their beautiful witness.
È una bella testimonianza.
In the miracle at Cana, the Pope says, Christ chooses a wedding feast as a sign of the new covenant he has come to inaugurate, the messianic banquet promised for the end of times. At the wedding feast, Christ comes as the bridegroom, and the church is his bride.
È come la storia di due innamorati.
Christian life is the response to this love, the Pope says. It is like the love story of two people in love. By changing the water, which was kept for ritual purification, into new wine, Jesus signals that he has come in fulfillment of the law and the prophets.
Le parole che Maria rivolge ai servitori.
And Mary's command to the servants, do whatever he tells you, the Pope says, can serve as a program of church life. It calls us to constantly renew our love for the Lord and to draw new wine, new life, from his saving wounds. In Cana, the life of the church was born, says the Pope, and we are all invited to the wedding so that the new wine will always be abundant. I'm Tracy McClure.